We'll call the Lee County Board of Supervisors recess meeting January 6, 2026. Mr. Leonard's calling into the meeting. If you would, state where you're at, Mr. Leonard.
Surfside Beach, South Carolina.
Righty.
If you will remember, the reason for this recess meeting was we needed to discuss what the options were for the proposal that the city of Bristol was going to have concerning the Bristol Transportation District's Regional Improvement Commission. They're wanting to do a change on the way the funds are distributed to each locality. There are 14 members in this group. They basically all get a 14th share of all of the proceeds that come just from the casino, not the Hard Rock Hotel, any of that. This is just casino funds that we get a portion of. With all of the issues that the city of Bristol has had, they're saying that they've had extraordinary cost that revolves around the casino. They were wanting to do a change, which actually would be a Code of Virginia change that would have to go through the state legislature to get that change done, but they're wanting to get a change done that they're going to lobby to happen. There's been a lot of comment from all the other members of this group as to what to do, and we got back together what was after our last regular meeting so that they could put their proposal together. The most palatable one that they put together was what they called Option 5, which more mimicked what is being done in like the Lonesome Pine Regional Industrial Facilities Authority. That was more for that. They were looking at doing that, which would cut our funding down about, from this year, it was going to cut it down about 22-23% of what we would receive on those funds if agreed to. The big problem with this is if it goes to the state legislators and they make a decision and they want to do a change, then that opens up a Pandora's box of this is an agreement that was made with all these localities for the casino to be placed into the city of Bristol, and everybody agreed for this to happen for the region. And if that change happens, then who's to say they couldn't come back in a few years and maybe want a bigger piece of the pie or even all of it for themselves? There are two other casinos in the Commonwealth that are in localities that do not have an agreement like this at all. So according to what some lobbyists might say in that, if this does go before the state, would be, you know, there's three casinos in the Commonwealth, two of them have this agreement, or one of them has this agreement, the other two do not, and what are they going to do? And the city of Bristol is in a really bad shape right now with some other things they've got going on with the landfill and all that. After that meeting where they presented that scenario as one of the viable options, I did have a conversation with Delegate Kilgore, Senator Hackworth, had a conference call with Senator Pillion. Their recommendation is to not do anything at all. So they're saying that there's not a stomach for this in the in either chamber to try to do this. It's a regional thing. Nobody else will get involved in it, and they're saying this money needs to be left alone. So basically, we have two options. We can agree to the terms that the city of Bristol's putting forth, which would make it more to kind of what we're used to seeing out of that other organization, or we do nothing at all and hope that nothing happens inside the state legislature, in either house or either chamber. According to everything I'm hearing from our local guys, that's not going to happen. And so that's kind of where we are. So what I need to is we're actually going to have a meeting next week where everybody's going to get back together, and they will have met with all of their boards, and they will know I'm a member of that board, so I will be, or that committee, so I will have one vote in that So I need to know how you would like for me to vote for that. And I will tell you, I think the prevailing vote from everything that I have read will be, let's not make a change.
I make a motion to leave it alone.
Second.
Got a motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Was you an aye? Are you abstaining?
Aye, I guess an aye.
Well, I wasn't putting pressure on you.
I wasn't, no, but it's can we put all our eggs in them two's basket? It's the only thing I'm gonna ask.
Well, actually it's four.
Well, because I'm just saying our representatives.
Yes. I did take it further than that and got up into the Senator Hackworth's area to make sure that I wasn't just speaking.
Huh? Where is that?
Up Tazewell County, that sort of thing. He is adamantly opposed to it also.
I mean, I kind of, what you was talking about, that Kilgore and Pillion said that they, you know, it's a regional thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's traditionally, unless the folks here in this region want to make a change, the rest of the state shouldn't care.
Yeah.
Is that not traditionally how it works?
Traditionally how it's done. I mean, you know, you've got a whole new legislature coming in, but traditionally, you're right. Everyone else tends to stay out of regional matters and lets those delegates.
Another question I would have is how much sway the town of Bristol is going to have, because they're the one that's trying to dig themselves out of a deep, deep, not just a hole, but a crater.
The argument that everybody is making against it, and I'm just doing this so that everybody understands kind of this whole conversation. The argument that everybody is making against it is this was a deal that was put together by people that are no longer here. The spirit of that was a regional thing to help the entire region. That was the reason for putting a casino here, and changing that would negatively affect 13 other localities instead of it, the one that agreed to it to start with. That's the logic. And I specifically asked Senator Pillion if there was any chance that it would come, that a request for an amendment to that code of some kind would come from outside the region, if any, you know, somebody maybe up around Fairfax or something wanted to try to help the city of Bristol out. He said that was a non-starter. That's just what I specifically asked that question.
All right.
I do need to, and I know this is not on the agenda, but I need to go into closed session for just a second on a personnel matter.
Make a motion to go in closed session for personnel.
Second.
Can we also go into for disbursement of public funds?
Yeah.
And disbursement of public funds?
Yeah. I'll second.
I'll get it.
Roger, second.
Okay.
Aye. Your vote.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right.
The red?
The green. It should stop it.
Poll the board.
We're already out. Hope we can.
We could vote to go back in under one of those.
Only thing I was going to ask was about the chair position. I think Mike's got to be somewhere.
That's open session anyway.
Yeah.
The chair.
I make poll the board.
Well, poll the board.
Only thing that was talked about in closed session was what we went in for.
Yes.
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 All right.
Mike's not going to be here for next board meeting, next scheduled board meeting. That's when we're supposed to decide the.
I'd make him the chair in his absence, just for punishment. I'm not coming to the meeting.
Yeah, he was wondering if we'd do that tonight, or
it don't matter. We can't do anything about that because we come here for this one thing. It's not on the agenda. Yeah, when we do that, you have to kind of stay in your scope.
Yeah, that's what kind of yeah. Well,
especially since it's organizational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't be here. I'll be on the phone, but I won't be in person.
So I'll make a motion to accept Mr. Wright's resignation and advertise his position as soon as possible.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'd like to thank Mr. Wright for all the work he's done for the county since he's been here and for the job he's done.
Second.
I appreciate that.
You will be at the
next meeting. Yeah, I will be at the next meeting, and I could be at the next meeting if you needed me to.
Probably for sure the next one, though.
Yeah. Right. Dee, you been off quiet.
That's kind of a shocker.
Yeah. Mama said there'd be days like this.
Yeah.
Make most of the clothes.
Yeah. You can get to walk tonight, but all right.
Are you making a motion to
shut her down?
Close the meeting?
Yeah, I just thought we was getting the BS session there.
No. Got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Now I go back to the
Yeah.